Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Dr. Amir Fuchs, an Israeli expert on law and democracy. Dr. Fuchs, Netanyahu is now a caretaker prime minister. He's a sitting prime minister, but can he be considered one if he's trying to form a new government?
For the sake of this petition, he's a candidate. He's a candidate that the president is giving him the mandate to form a government.
Are there grounds to bar him?
A lot of people that I respect their opinion say that the Supreme Court cannot hold this petition which is not written in the law. I think different. I think that this is exactly the place where the Supreme Court has to intervene. But if you ask me my prediction, I think that the Supreme Court will not intervene. I think that there will be a majority that will say that maybe we have concerns and maybe there are difficulties and we don't like this or something like that, but we don't have the legal power to intervene. I think that this will be the majority of the court because the court, certainly on recent years, is more conservative and more prudent. So I believe that this will be the outcome. And it doesn't say, although this will be the outcome, they will still get a lot of criticism from the people because they didn't dismiss it even without dealing with it. They will deal with it and they will write a long verdict. I cannot be sure, but I think that the majority will dismiss that.
You are listening to Dr. Amir Fuchs, an Israeli expert on law and democracy. Outside of the court, there are reports that parliamentarians are looking to pass a law in the new Knesset, the 23rd Knesset, that would effectively bar Netanyahu from being able to form a government. The idea being that if Netanyahu does not have a majority to create a government, then obviously all of the remaining legislators would have a majority in doing what they want to do, in this case, preventing Netanyahu from forming a government. Is that realistic?
It is realistic. And I have to tell you that I think that this law is a good law. It shouldn't be the verdict of the court. It should be written in our basic laws that a prime minister and also a minister cannot hold his office while he is indicted with corruption. But having said that, I think that it is very anti-democratic and very breaking rules to make a personal law, which is in a way retroactive because they want to force the law on this Knesset. If they enact it and say, well, this will be on the next Knesset and maybe there is another election, we cannot know, then it's okay. But if they say that the law will be active now, I am against it. And this is exactly what I am against, that it is the changing the rules while you're in the game, and certainly with the personal law. So it is a possibility, but I don't think that this will happen. At least in the past, they say that they are against this kind of measurements. But I have to say that I wouldn't be surprised if things would change because, you know, desperate times calls for desperate measures.
Just a question about a possible paradox. Looking at the calendar, there is talk that the president would give the mandate to form the next government to whomever he gives it to on March 17th, which is supposed to be the first day of Netanyahu's trial. What does this say to you?
It's a coincidence. it's totally a coincidence. But you have to understand that the trial in Israel criminal trial last years, literally, like 4 years, 5 years. And sometimes the dates are postponed because one of the lawyers cannot come, or if you have good excuses, and there are hundreds of excuses. So I really don't think that this will be the problem. If Netanyahu will get the mandate in the same day, they will probably postpone the reading. And also I have to say, although the law says that the accused has to be present, there is also discretion for the justices to exempt him from being present. And I won't be surprised if he would just not be there.
Dr. Amir Fuchs, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.